Reb Shimon the Shamus. Reb Shimon the Shamus was the caretaker of the synagogue in our tiny shtetl town of Oikvechnik. He would arise early, often before sunrise, and head out into the community, banging on shutters to summon Jews to morning prayers. Late at night, after the final scholar had sleepily stumbled out of the little shul, he would replace the holy books on their shelves, sweep up the floors, and snuff out any remaining candles. On those rare occasions when some poor stranger had no place else to stay, Reb Shimon would take him home and feed him from his own table. Then off to bed he would go, only to start the whole routine all over again the next morning. And Reb Shimon had been doing this for as long as anyone could remember, including Reb Shimon himself. In fact, that was the problem plaguing Reb Shimon at this very moment, remembering. He was finding it harder and harder to remember things. "Don't worry about it," said his old friend Reb Meshulam as they noshed on a bagel one morning after services. "It happens to all of us. It's called getting old." "But it does worry me," admitted Reb Shimon. "What if I forget something important, like forgetting to wash my hands before a meal? Or, God forbid, forgetting to say the blessing after bodily functions?" "So long as you don't forget the bodily functions," replied Reb Meshulam with a little chuckle. "No, Reb Shimon, maybe it's time to start thinking about retiring." "Retiring? I'm not ready for that," grumbled Reb Shimon, as he left the table in a huff. But all day long, as Reb Shimon went about his duties, the idea of retiring kept creeping into his thoughts. Not because he didn't feel strong and capable, but because he was struggling with his memory. Forgetting someone's name or where you laid your glasses was one thing, but it was now the day before Hanukkah, and Reb Shimon could not, for the life of him, remember where he put the menorah. He had already bought the candles from Chavele the candle maker and a brand new box of matches. Yet when he went looking for the big menorah in the synagogue, he couldn't find it. He looked everywhere, high and low, in every nook and cranny. He looked in the closet where he kept the Kiddush cup, the spice box, and the Shabbos candlesticks. He looked in the cabinet where he kept the Seder trays. He checked behind the Torah in the Ark and even peeked into the rabbi's study. Nothing. He couldn't find it anywhere.